Are you ready for a career in interior design, or are you just thinking about it and want to know what to look out for before you start? If so, why not take my 3-minute quiz to know where you're at and where to head to next? You'll also get your personalized results emailed immediately. So head on over to soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/quiz and do it today. Now let's get cracking with the show. Hey guys, let me ask you a question. Have you thought about creating an email list? Have you started an email list? What's an email list anyway, and why should we even bother to spend time starting an email list? Today, I'm going to speak about the 3 very important reasons why I think you should absolutely be starting an email list as quickly as possible, or giving it a bit of a room forward if you've drop the ball a little bit and haven't sent an email to your list for a long time. It is super important. I'm going to talk about it today. Let's have a chat. Hey guys, it's Adam Skugel of the Say You Want to Be an Interior Designer podcast, and welcome to episode 20. I want to tell you who this show's for. It's really for you, say, mid-career sea changers out there, solopreneurs who are starting their own interior design or decorating business. My aim is to support you through that journey and help you while you're working 9 to 5 to really go after the jobs that you want to take as opposed to the ones you feel you need just for the cash. So I'm really pleased to have you here with me. This week, I'm talking about something that really has come through in the quiz that I spruik. If you've been watching the show, you know that I talk about my quiz. I'm going to mention the quiz now and then tell you why I set up this quiz to begin with. If you are flailing in your interior design or decorating business, you've just started and you're wondering about your strengths and opportunities, what do you do with the things that aren't so strong in terms of your skill set or your motivation or whatever, and how can you keep going in the ways that you're really nailing it? If you would like a report emailed to you, take my quiz, adamskugel.com/quiz. It's down below. It takes about 3 minutes to do max. It's 15 questions. And after you take the quiz, you will have a link to the report emailed to you, and it will tell you very clearly where you should be focusing your energies in the areas that you're scoring lower on, and then where you should keep going in the areas that you are excelling in. So take that quiz, adamskugel.com/quiz. Why did I create the quiz? Do you know why I created that quiz? It was to set up and get people on my email list in a specific segment of my email list. So if you're going and taking that design quiz, you're going into one segment of my email list, and that segment is for aspiring new interior designers or decorators that really are looking for some support in kickstarting their careers in design. So that is why I have the quiz. If you take the quiz, you'll be on my email list, and I'll be not only providing you with that report, but you are going to get continued correspondence from me until you unsubscribe, which I hope you don't do, but you will be on my email list. And this is the whole topic of discussion today is, what's the point of creating an email list anyway? So let's start with that very first question. What is an email list? An email list is really a platform where you collect people's email addresses. So those people are normally people that you are targeting specifically with something like a free opt-in, like a free downloadable PDF of tips and tricks in design, for example. Or it could be a quiz like my one, which for you guys who are in the design community, you're not what I would call consumer clients out there to DIY their own design housing, design in their own homes, for example. You're in the design industry, so you're coming to me because I have content that's aimed at you, the aspiring interior designer or decorator. But an email list is you curating and creating a list of people that are after a specific type of service or information, and you're going to continue to build that email list by getting the right type of people for your niche, which for me here right now is aspiring interior designer or decorators that are, you know, potentially changing mid-career and getting into it, solopreneurs more than people aspiring to an office full of staff, really for the solopreneur like me who is really wanting to make the very best of their own design on a very design business on a solo basis, a small kind of basis. So you will, if you're creating an email list, you'll get whoever it is your target market is, and you'll have a whole lot of kind of ways that you will get or obtain those email addresses, and there's a number of ways that you can start this. But you'll use a platform like MailChimp or MailerLite. I'll talk a bit about more about those as we move forward. But you'll be getting those email addresses, and then you will put them into a list, and then your email, your service provider, MailChimp is a common one, will actually allow you to send emails and send it out to this list, however frequently you choose to send them an email. So, that is an email list. An email list can be, past clients. It can be people that could be clients, anybody that you can get on that list that really is the right audience for you to be speaking about whatever it is. You might have a consumer list, and if you're watching this, you probably want to get new clients coming in the door for design. So you'll get people or email addresses from people that have an interest potentially, if not now, in the future for maybe needing help with their homes. So email list is a collection of email addresses, potential clients, past clients, or people interested in your industry. Now, how do you start the list is the next thing. Well, one thing you can do is you can let people know organically. So people that you're meeting, you might be saying to people that you meet, I have an email, you could say it's a newsletter, or a tips and tricks broadcast that I send out, where I share my tips and on the latest trends, and also, how I actually run a design project, for example, and why perhaps a designer is an important ally to have on a renovation project. Whatever your niche is, whoever you're aimed at, you'll talk about that in your emails. But you'll start this list by telling people. That's the first thing. You can tell friends and family, would you mind if I added you to my list? Are you comfortable receiving emails from me? And if you get an approval on that, which you always need, you need someone's approval. You never want to add people on that haven't agreed to jump on your email list. But organically, that's one way to get people on your list. Another way is jumping on podcasts like mine. So if you are in the design industry, you're starting your business, and you're just getting going, whatever it is that you are doing, whether you're a decorator, designer, a way to build your list is to get on a podcast like mine. I've had guests on my podcast in this season, but you'll get on and talk about something related to what you do that is actually of interest to that person who runs their podcast. It's an interest to their audience. So it could be anything. You could be on a podcast for women entrepreneurs, women in business, something like that. Mums, at home mums that are, needing tips on how to make their home more luxurious or colourful or injection of personality, whatever. It could be why a designer is great for, a single woman entrepreneur or a single professional who would love to do up their home but doesn't have the time to do it. You might come in with tips on how they can do things if they're short of time, or you might come in and talk about how a designer can help them in ways that, allow them to free up their time so they're not spending their valuable time, which is probably at an hourly rate for professional women, quite costly. I'm just coming up with ideas on the fly here, but any podcast that really could be speaking to people that are potentially going to be, if not now, interested in your service in the future. So one way that you can build your email list is you'll go on a podcast, talk about your design biz. You're obviously giving some helpful tips and information on that podcast to help people. It's never going to be about you just getting on and spruiking your design business like a commercial. It's always going to be you approaching another podcaster that has, people in that audience that may appreciate your service. You'll start by giving them tips on how they can do things themselves, but you might at the end of the podcast let the audience know, with the approval of your podcast host, that you have a free download that they can download from your website where they will get, the five secrets to the best color palettes in 2024, for example, or whatever. So I hope you're getting an idea of what I'm talking about with, you know, how you would grow that list is you would get onto other podcasts potentially and have something to offer them. And then if they have a free gift from you, which could be a downloadable PDF, which you can set up on your website, your web designer can set up a new page for you and tell you how to, you know, link in a PDF where the person that touches that button and subscribes to this new PDF guide will then get onto your email list, which there's a few platforms. I mentioned MailChimp before, but I will talk more about another couple of platforms shortly. So we're talking about how you start to grow the list, ways that you can grow your list. I'm speaking at events. I just this morning was speaking at the Sydney Home Show. And, you know, at the end of my talk at the home show, I did it with my design bestie, a good friend of mine, Jane Thompson. We both had QR codes on the screen where the people that were watching us in the audience could go up to our big screen where we had our presentation and just hover the phone over the QR code. We had, Jane had one for her free opt-in on her website and I had one for mine. And I've already got someone who's opted in for my freebie that's on my website for my consumer audience. So I have you guys, which are potentially new designers, newbie designers and decorators. And then I've got my other list, which is for consumers, which are for people that I may offer a design service to in the future, or they may contact me about a design service in the future, hopefully. If they're not on my email list, and they've only seen me at a home show and they never hear from me again, how will they ever remember that I exist? Or when they're ready to do something in their home and they realize that it's tough to do it all on your own, they may need some help. And if they're getting emails from me frequently because they've downloaded that freebie that I've just offered them via that QR code, for example, like I did today, if they've got that download, they're going to end up on my list. And then I actually email my list very frequently. I actually recommend that you email as frequently as every week to your list. If you don't email frequently, if every week's too much, you can do it fortnightly. But if you don't email the people that you get on your list very frequently, then they just forget who you are. And it's more of a hindrance than a help if they get an email from you in 8 months' time and they thought, how did I get on this guy or girl's email address? I don't remember who they are. Oh, who is that person again? If this is spam, I'll just delete it. But if you're talking to them, they've downloaded from your, they've got your freebie opt-in that could be a link on your website, you've done something. You've been on a podcast or you've been at the home show like I was at today. Now, if I don't email that person again for 8 months, they'll probably wonder what this email's about. But if I email them in a week, they're probably going to remember if I talk about the home show in my first email and then I'm following up with other tips and tricks as I go through the year. They're going to remember who I am, and guess what, when they're ready to hire someone, if they don't know a lot of designers and they've started to build trust with me, guess who's going to get the phone call? Hopefully me, because I've spent that time emailing and giving them value in emails. It's not selling all the time, it's giving value in terms of how I do things, how they could be doing things at home to rejuvenate, for example. There's a whole lot of other things you can talk about in your emails. But I recommend every week that you send an email to your email list once you start to establish it. If people really hate it, then they can always opt out. But you'll find that most people will stay on board. They'll be watching and you won't even know about it. But as your list grows, you'll eventually get people responding to your emails, especially when you ask them if they'd like a consultation to discuss their home or a free discovery call, for example, that could lead to a paid consultation. So there's lots of ways that email addresses are adding value to your business. So I've talked about, I just want to highlight again where people actually go wrong once they start an email list. Now, I just talked about emailing someone 8 months, say, after they've actually downloaded your free opt-in. Where people go wrong is you'll see designers on the websites subscribe to our quarterly newsletter. Big deal. Who wants to get a quarterly newsletter from a designer? If you have that on your website, you know, good luck in getting many people opting in. If people really like you, they might opt in. But if you really try to drive the traffic and getting people engaged in downloading something, they don't want a newsletter from you. They want a tip sheet, or they want the top color palette for 2024, rather than just some damn newsletter that they get too many of from other people and they are like spam in their inbox. The worst thing you can do is not communicate to these people frequently. I recommend weekly, fortnightly, or monthly is really too long. A little email every week is fine if you're speaking to the right people. So I'm going to give you three reasons why you should be doing this. I feel like I've already kind of, highlighted why it's important for you to do it. But let me get really specific in these three reasons why you should be building your email list. If you don't have one already, I recommend you start one immediately. Number one, you are kept top of mind. So the people who get on your email list, we want to make sure that they are the right type of people. So if you're putting them on your email list, they have to be interested in some way in your service. You don't want to just put people on there that have no interest in what you do and are probably never going to call you. But if you do get the right type of people that have some interest in interiors onto your email list and you email them, say, weekly, doesn't have to be long, dragged out emails, no one wants to read a lot of text, just could be three of the top colors or two of the top colors that you're seeing in interiors, which are really recommended colors for well-being, say, in 2024. Again, I'm making this up, but you want to have brief emails that are frequent. The reason you want to do that is because you are kept top of mind to the people that are getting your emails. If someone's just met you once and they know you're a designer and you may have given them your card, well, guess the likelihood of them calling you, where do cards go? In drawers somewhere? Do people even give out cards these days? But the likelihood of someone remembering you at the right time is not as effective as if they are on your email list and you keep popping up in their inbox. They go, oh, gosh, yes, I am ready to do the bathroom or the kitchen or the living room. Or my best friend Jan keeps talking about, she's struggling with all the choices she needs to make while they're building, which includes the finishes or the layout or whatever. She really needs an interior designer. Oh, here's that guy or gal. I'm actually going to mention that or flick this email on to Jan because this guy could probably help her or this gal. So you are top of mind. That's why doing it every week is a good idea. Number two, it shows your expertise. Don't get on your email list sending emails about all the cheap DIY options at IKEA if you want to talk about luxury service. So you want to talk in your email about your level of expertise. I love to work with color and interiors for my clients. So I want to make sure that the emails I'm sending out show projects I've done where I've done it before or I started with the before and I'm keep reminding them of the afters and the benefit that the client had in going through the process of working with me, the turnkey process where they didn't have to lift a finger and the transformation of their rooms is this. Here's an example, before and after. So it shows your expertise. If you keep popping up, showing people lovely images, people love before and afters, by the way. It's a great kind of framework for you in terms of showing your expertise and letting people know that you really know what you're doing. So doing this frequently every week, you keep top of mind. Number two, it's showing your expertise. The third one, it builds trust. The most important factor for us as interior designers or decorators is that we are trustworthy and that people feel that they already know us and they trust us. This is the big roadblock. You know, if you're, say, on a platform like Houzz, when you're one of 1,000 decorators that people are just running through and your work is very similar to most other people, it's hard for most people to choose and to really make a decision unless they trust you. The reason people call you that are referred on for other people is because they've already had a referral from another person that you're trustworthy. You know, it's even more than the work itself. The work can just be okay, but it's more that you're trustworthy, you have a process, and you're not going to rob them of their life savings and, go crazy, with their money, for lack of a better way to describe that. But people are coming to you because they've already got a reference point if they've got a referral to you, and it's all built around trust. Now, imagine if you have an email list and you're emailing them really helpful information. You're telling them about your projects. You may even have testimonials. I'm not that into just testimonials thrown out on Instagram all the time. I think they're quite contrived. But you might even have, you know, a client might say a lovely thing in an email to you about a specific example of how they feel after you've been in the home or how it's affected them and their mood. You might just want to pop that, you know, a picture of the client and yourself and the testimonial on one of your newsletters. You're doing this all the time. You're top of mind. You're showing your expertise, examples of real projects. Even if you don't have real projects yet, just start to put your face on there, smile, and talk about, you know, what your thoughts are on some of the wonderful products out there. And you're coming up with schemes currently that are incorporating these beautiful tiles and fabrics, and just get right into it. But even if you've got a small list, start with that. Email them weekly. It shows your expertise. And you know what? Over time, it starts to build the trust. Soon enough, at the right time, you'll get a call. The other thing is, always add your existing clients. Once you start getting clients, keep them on that list and make sure they're part of your email list. I did an email blast just last week to my consumer audience, not my designer audience, and I have old clients on there. And my old client from 6 years ago sent me an email. It actually said old client. It said, "Hi, Adam, can you give me a buzz? I'd like to refresh a couple of spaces in the home." So bang, I've got a new design job. So there you go. If I hadn't kept sending an email and just letting people know I'm still around, I may never have got that call. It may be a side thought that my old clients had, and she might think to get around to me in the next couple of months or next couple of years. But if I've sent the email, here I am again. Quick reply to my email from that old client. "Adam, can you give me a buzz? I've got another project for you." So guess what? New client jobs, new work. There you go. Okay, so setting up an email list and emailing frequently is something that I'd like you to consider doing ASAP. You know, if you can't do it this week, do it in the next month. Some platforms you may choose to use. I have heard that MailerLite is a good one. It starts off with 1,000 emails that you can have. You can be emailing up to 1,000 contacts without any cost. So you can. The whole idea with an email platform like MailerLite or MailChimp, or there's other ones as well, is that you're pumping in the email addresses as you get them. They are in a specific list, and then you write an email and you have that list set up. So you're just clicking send. You can have the email address to that person using their first name. So it automatically takes information from the email and adds it in, first name. So the email is actually addressing that person personally rather than just a hello, which is really important. But MailerLite, I think it's 1,000 email addresses, doesn't cost you anything up to 1,000. You can get so much work by having an email list of 1,000 people if you keep letting them know that you're here. So MailerLite is one. MailChimp is another. I think it's the same sort of thing. You could get about 1,000 before they charge you. Obviously, when you're getting into thousands and thousands of email addresses, these platforms are set up to make money as well. So I think they let you go more or less to 1,000 to start with, which if you're starting out is fine. Start, get to 1,000, then worry about, you know, paying for the extras that come on. If you can get to 1,000, you're already probably making money off your list anyway. There's other ones. I use a platform called Kajabi because I do online courses. It allows me to do my emails from there. It also allows me to coach. I'm also a coach for newbie interior decorators and designers, solopreneurs. So I can run my coaching through there. I can have coaching calls. I can put notes in there. Kajabi is another one. It's a more expensive option, but it does a whole lot of different things. You can produce online courses, have an email list, run a podcast, and coach in there, in that platform. So there you go. I've given you some ideas, but really important, guys, to start an email list. It's the first thing I'd do if I was starting out. I would just start an email list because, you know, years go by. It takes a while to get the email list established, but the benefits of having an email list actually result to you getting clients and keeping in contact with the people that will bring you work eventually. if you speak to them and continue to be top of mind. So I hope that was helpful today. I've really enjoyed going through the reasons why I think setting up an email list is crucial. I want to end though to say that I believe in you. I hope you're having a fabulous start to the year. And I hope things are going really well for you and you're really enthused about all the wonderful things that are going to happen for you if they're not happening already. If you're flailing, jump on, take that quiz. It takes about 3 minutes, 15 questions only. adamscougall.com/quiz, and you'll get a report. It will tell you what to do with your strengths, if you're strong in an area, how to continue to make the most of your strengths. And then if you're not faring so well with the opportunities, then it'll also give you advice on what to do if you're not performing so well in some of those questions. And they're basically going to be your opportunities for the future for you to work through. So I'd love you to take the quiz. I'm always available for a chat. I would love to know what's going on in your world. Please email me if you'd love a free chat. It's not a sales call. Email me at adam@adamscougall.com and I would be delighted to have some time with you. I also want to know what you guys want to hear on this podcast. So your feedback, you're the main reason I'm doing this, you right now. So it's important that you're getting benefit out of what I'm actually getting on here to talk about. So on that note, I'm going to wish you a wonderful rest of the week. We do this show every Tuesday. Little old me jumps on every Tuesday here to have a lovely chat with you. So until next Tuesday, have an awesome rest of the week. Goodbye, and I'll see you then. Ciao. Well, thank you for listening. If you'd like to have a chat with me, let's talk. If you'd like to schedule a free 30-minute chat to discuss where you're at, go and do that at soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/coaching to schedule your call with me. Also join me over on YouTube where the show is broadcast weekly. That's over at youtube.com/@AdamScougallTV. There you go. Of course, if you're joining me on YouTube, I'd love it if you could like and subscribe to be alerted to my new weekly episodes. If you choose to join me over on your podcast host of choice, I'd also appreciate you reviewing, rating, and subscribing there as well. If you didn't get that, the links are all here in the show notes. Thanks for listening.